Airlock. A space odyssey this is not, though in midst of another blasted trip, wife and I, for the UW clinic, made to reminisce over last month's glimpse of how ultrasound can turn a pocket of the universe inside out, already upside down. A college son's rare syndrome, thoracic outlet, with a clot the size of a brat, that flock of doctors' hospital talk. His only symptom, sudden, classic, brought on in an Eddie Bauer trying a sweater on. His left arm gone purple as grape popsicle. And though it seemed we missed this Christmas, cold as hell, we needed no fleece and, thankfully, received none. Now, as if detainees we've made of ourselves, early for the appointment, we linger until lingering turns to dwell in an airlock on the far edge of Fond du Lac, where, with or without needing to eat, we ate, hands still bearing the trace of bacon burgers and curly fries. Forgive me, should you think there ought not to be surprise. I take a quick glance at my wife's eyes, big, beautiful, blue, that just happened to have been, for 33 years, eyes of a CCRN, eyes that will hear no lies, my eyes. Zipping up, slowly slipping on gloves, it's as if we're looking around for the rocks in this superheated box. A southernmost sun at its zenith turns to sauna, when in truth we loiter for warmth that cannot be had between us until this thing is done. Our son is cured. The operation a success. No need for a second one. Finally, we run for the car. Cross a white wind, a gust rush of nothingness enveloping us like a ghost herd of horses. I step on more horses, her 300M, for heat. Halfway across state, though we cannot know it, awaits a slate clean of complications. We bend to see the wizard. One of us may be prayed. We're off for the specialist, pilot to co-pilot, Mom. On the way home, somewhere around repairs on Highway 151, just as, one right after another, reflectors flare, steering us clear of oncoming cars, I find my tongue, but see by dashlight she's asleep. So I tell myself what I might have told her, why I have not wept or, even in relief, weep. Outside at zero on the overhead console, though we're here warm, cruise control on, hurling through space as if in place. Like the interior, it occurs to me, Earth's an airlock where zero's absolute. In an hour, maybe, we'll pull into the garage, park, another airlock, out of one into another, whether we make it there or not. Now tell me, dear wife, what one of us is without a sorrowful sense of life?